We have 10 minutes. Here we have 10 verses, and we're not going to be able to cover them all. I'm going to say this to you. The real test is not here. The real test is when we go home next week. When I, as a young Christian, say, Lord, I want you to help me now to begin to practice these principles in my life. It's a wonderful place to be brought to. It's the whole emphasis of this book to bring us that we will want to practice these things on a daily basis. The Lord knows when that happens, the battle begins. When I say I want to practice the principles, when I want to be forgiving, loving, kind, tender-hearted, my brethren, whatever, then the enemy is going to be there. He's not in a graveyard. The graveyard, there's very little activity. The enemy's working where there are things that are going on for Christ and by the Spirit of God. That's where the enemy is. You will have a target on your back. You will have a target on your back. And these verses that we're going to begin with here are the verses that help us to find, where can I find the strength to live these principles out? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. My strength comes from Him. I have none. Remember again, the new nature is not power. New birth is not power. Quickening is not power in your life and mine. The Spirit of God is the power to live the principles out on a day-by-day basis. And in the power of His might. And I'll just read the first one. Put on, therefore, again, aorist tense. I don't take it off when I'm out of the meeting. I have these things on and I realize it continually. Most of the armor of God. How many of us are guilty of that? There's some of these things that I like and some of these things come pretty close to home. So, Lord, no. I'll only have victory when I have put on the whole armor of God. What is armor for? Somebody tell me. What's armor for?
Protection.
Protection. What parts do you normally protect?
Yeah.
You have anything for your back? Not normally. We have that for the front. We're in a battle. It's never anticipated that we're going to run. It's anticipated that in the strength of God, we are going to face the enemy, you see. So put on, therefore, that which He's given, the whole armor of God with this purpose, that you might be able to stand. And we may be surprised at this. Against the wiles of the devil. The way he came in, I was never thinking he would come that way. I was never dreaming that he would approach me and there would be a fiery dart coming from that direction that I was not prepared for.
I was going to share a comment about the back, but since that's already been said, my other comment was Piper once said, who can go to his brother and take his brother's sword out of his side and use his brother's sword? So just like a practical application, like you need your own sword, like you need the word of God. You're not going to be able to have your brother fend off for you.
One other quick question about verse 10. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord. It doesn't say be strong in God, or be strong in the head, or any other title. Can someone give an explanation as to why it says in the Lord here?
I would like to also comment on verse 18, no, 17 on the sword, and later on verse 18 on prayer. We read in this chapter that the only weapon we have is the sword. And as Christians, as soldiers, sorry, he spends a lot of time practicing with this weapon. So we should also practice a lot and memorize and read and study the Bible. And in prayer, the Lord, if we read in the gospel, the Lord, before every decision he did, everywhere he went, he prayed. He spent the night in prayer. And so should we. We should pray all the time. It's where we draw our power from.
I was asked,
in my opinion, going to battle the general. And so the title that's given to the Lord, to God here, as the Lord, implies his position as our general, his position as our leader. And, you know, as Christians, we call him our Lord and Savior. And we have to be conscious that it's two different things. You know, your Savior, he saved you, but as your Lord, he leads you. And so is that, in fact, the case for us in our lives? Can we say that as our Lord, he leads us? I also just wanted to comment about what Brother Chuck said and what Daniel also had on his heart about the not having the breast, the rear guard. And it doesn't in Isaiah that the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. And correct me if I'm wrong, but what that means to me is that you don't know what's going on behind you. I don't know what the people in the row behind me are doing. They could be doing funny faces or whatever. I don't know. And so we trust that God, who knows what's going on behind us, is taking care of it for us.
Also, the Lord references the Lord Jesus specifically, not just God, Jesus, our Lord. And I was just thinking, as he is our example in these things, not just our leader and our, if you want, superior general, but the one that we can look to for specifics of how to deal with things in life.
He is the one to whom all power has been given. Let us ever remember that. He is the one that all authority, all power rests with him. If I have might, it will be his might. If I have power, it will be only through the power of the Spirit of God. But I, you know, we mentioned this the other day. One of the great difficulties, the war that I was in, was no different than the war that is going on now in Egypt. In Vietnam, we underestimated the power of the enemy. Continually, we do that. Well, it's just a little thing. I won't have to worry about that. And this is where the enemy came in ways that the American government and others that were allies with them could never believe that it was happening. We didn't even know who the enemy was. They were dressed the same way we were, you see. Well, we've got to realize then that in a battle like this, I have to be able to look to someone who can give me direction. Here we go. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. I might have thought that that was the battle. No, it's not flesh and blood. It's not this brother or this sister. No, I want to look far beyond that thought. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Am I any match for these? Are you? Would you stand up and say, yeah, I'm capable. I could take this over. I could be the general here. No, you would never say that. And so there is one who is the match for these people. He has told us exactly what he is going to provide for this battle.
Just a thought connecting what you just said, Brother Chuck, about our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against brothers. And I was thinking of the verse we just had in chapter 4 is connected to this battle. Verse 26 about being angry and not sinning, and we shouldn't let the sun go down on our wrath. And then the next verse says not to give place to the devil. The devil wants us to do that. He wants us to hold grudges against one another and to displace the unity that we have with one another, and so that we're fighting against one another. But that's not what the Lord wants. It was mentioned many times about the unity, but instead he wants us to have our focus and be unified to fight against these principalities and powers.
So we're almost...
Wrap us up, Emil. We are almost there.
That's why I told you, I don't like that Friday of Grove City. I really don't. You just wish it goes on. But we started... Where were we in the beginning of the conference? We were where? Where? In the heavenly places. We were blessed in chapter 1. We are seated in chapter 2. When we come to chapter 6, where are we? In the heavenly places. Right? We're fighting in the heavenly places. So this week we are in the heavenly places. And when you all leave here, where you are going to be? So the blessing is going to be there, but also the enemy is going to be there, and the fight is going to be there. In chapter 4, we have things that was fighting from within. In chapter 6, we have things that coming from without. But we have the victory. We are more than conqueror. Take the word. Hold on unto it. And don't forget, you are in heavenly places.
Time tonight, probably, I don't know what the devotions will be, but be sure you know what the armor is.